Hello and welcome to Q&A with
T&K. I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. Oh my gosh, you're so cute.
Oh, I love your dress. It looks so pretty on you today.
Oh my gosh, your hair is so cute. Did your mama do that hair?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Look at your sparkly shoes. I just love them.
Oh, you're so cute. Come here, give me a hug. You're so cute. I just want to squeeze your cheeks.
Oh,
look at those cute shirts. Pants. Also, like, does this happen to boys?
I don't know. I'm so guilty of this, though. I think what it where it comes from is that you're trying to find a point of connection.
Yes.
With a child.
Yes.
And so we compliment them on their appearance.
Yes.
So what we're going to challenge you today is to find other things to say.
Yes.
Instead of complimenting specifically on something they're wearing or their appearance or their hair what you like about what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Because what kind of message is that sending to children?
Yes.
Like, how can we send a different message
that
empowers them?
Yes. I think you can still definitely notice that your kid is being dang cute.
Right.
But, like, engage with them in a way that makes them an equal participant in the conversation.
Yes.
Because, like, I feel weird about it. If, you know, somebody comes up and is like, oh, that's a cute shirt. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, well, if I say, oh, my God, I know. Isn't it the cutest? Like, then I sound like kind of a jerk. Unless it's, like, a close friend. If you said that to me, I'd be like, it is really cute, isn't it?
It is. And I think, so, if a child walks into your program or your daughter walks out of her bedroom every morning and you're like, you take the time to say, oh, that I love that dress, or that looks really cute today. And then the next day when they come out and you don't say anything, they're right. Like, what is it about this outfit that you're not complimenting me on?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah. So what can we say instead?
I go back to that curiosity mindset. What do you notice? What does it remind you of?
Yep.
Whoa, you got a camo shirt on today. I can barely see you.
You're so good at hiding. Like, I mean, and you wouldn't even, why would we even say that? You're so good at hiding. I don't know. what I think is a good thing to say is, you're so strong. Or noticing things.
That are personality.
Yeah.
Like who you are.
Yes.
Less surface.
Exactly.
Dive
less
deep.
Surface. Get deeper.
Yeah.
Let's take a step back. So, like, I'm kind of relating this to as a teacher when kids walk in the room in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
What to say when they walk in the room because you want to find that point of connection.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll say, good morning, Drew. I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Or, I'm so glad you're here today. What are you going to do first?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to make a connection in that way versus, I like your dress.
Yeah.
Oh, your backpack's so cute.
Yeah. Cute is a four-letter word, man.
So,
just like, let me make you feel younger when I'm trying to make you feel another head taller, you know?
Yes. Although I do like it when people tell me I'm cute because it does feel good.
It does. It does. But I think it means more too if you don't do it all the time.
Right. It does.
But I think, I mean, you can also notice physical things and have it be a connection.
Right.
Oh, those look like new shoes. I wonder if they run fast.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it'll have more of like, are you wearing a new sweatshirt? And then they're like, no.
Yeah.
And then I always say, oh, well, I haven't noticed it until today.
Yeah.
It looks extra crisp today.
Extra crisp.
Did you just wash it? Like suddenly
Yes. There's
a back and forth.
Yes.
And that's what you're aiming for when you tell a kid that they're cute, right?
Yes.
You're looking for a connection.
Yes.
But really, it's kind of ending that connection.
Right.
How do you yes and?
Yes. And?
Yeah. So what are some things we say instead? We've kind of been going through those, but like, let's fire a bunch out.
Okay. I'm trying to think about like how my, if my kids are like, if Knox is playing, if he's building something, instead of saying, that's such a cool building, like, whoa, you made that so tall.
Yeah. Noticing a trait.
Something that they did to create that thing, like some sort of an action, focusing on the action.
Yes. Verbs.
It kind of goes back to like the art, like how to talk about art with your child.
Yeah.
I notice that this block tower reminds me of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a picture of that? Because, like,
that's it looks remarkably
neat.
Like the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
I noticed that you really used a lot of blocks in a small amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
Do you want to explain this to me?
No, I don't. And that's okay.
Cool. Yeah. No. Well, I'm curious about it, so I'm gonna watch for a while.
Yeah. If you're, what if a little girl or boy, for that matter, goes over and puts on a sparkly tutu dress,
right?
And is twirling around. What could you say?
Well, that looks fun when you're spinning.
Yeah.
Look at how wide it goes.
Yeah. Look at how big it gets when you spin around.
Does it make any noise?
Mm.
That I love the what. Is it making any noise? Because suddenly everybody gets real quiet and close.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it? Oh. Did you put it on all by yourself?
Yeah. So I think we do this when we haven't seen somebody for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, maybe if it's like your sister's kids and you go over and you see your nieces and nephews and you haven't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing that we reach for is like, oh, I really love that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
What could we say to our niece or nephew when we first see them instead of, this is really cute. Like,
how do you
really missed you. I'm so happy to see you.
Yes. That means so much more than look at my cute shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are we so programmed to say that?
I don't know. Will the next generation be programmed to say that?
I don't know.
And what was the generation before us programmed to say?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. Be authentic. That's what this also comes down to. Don't be afraid to be authentic in your interactions with kids.
Right.
And what does that mean? That means say what you're really trying to say.
Yes.
I missed you and I'm so happy to see you. And you look older than last time I saw you.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've noticed one of the teachers in our program uses a lot is like, you've grown.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
And then that just makes him feel like, oh, I'm taller and older now.
Uh-huh.
And so that makes them feel good, but it's not commenting on their like physical actual appearance and what they're wearing.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's more empowering.
Definitely.
I think you've grown since I've seen you last.
The gal that I used to work with, Jennifer, was very good at this.
Really?
She remembered all sorts of little details about the kids. And every morning, every single child, she would say something like, I saw you walking to get your mail. Did you get anything exciting?
Ooh.
You know, like, did you notice me as I drove by? I tried to give you a little wave, you know, like so many of those like little moments. Or I saved this muffin tray that we were going to give to Goodwill because I thought that you would like it to mix paints in.
Mm.
Should we get some paints out? And just like forming those little connections. Oh, yeah. She's so good at it.
Yeah. But I also think like, for my own children, when they come out of their bedroom and they've taken some special care to do their hair in a different way.
Yeah.
Or maybe put on khaki pants instead of athletic pants and try to dress up a little bit. I'm going to notice that too. Like,
definitely.
Oh, hey, your hair looks really cute like that.
Yeah.
Like my 12-year-old daughter would want to hear that.
Yeah.
If I really truly thought her hair looked really cute. So, I mean, there's a time and a place, and it's all about being authentic.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you can make connection and continue the conversation with, oh, your hair's really cute. It's just, it's the intent behind it.
Yes. Is your intent to actually tell them, like, I love your hair like that. That is so cute. Or is your intent to find a connecting point with them?
Yeah.
I think those are the two differences.
Yeah. But either way, if you say, when Sailor comes out, oh my gosh, I love your hair. How did you do that? Do you do that by yourself?
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Was it hard? Right. Would you do it again? Like, there are all these questions that can stem from that. It's when it ends up being a no conversation, right?
Right.
Like a dead end of like, oh, that's cute. Crickets. Yes. Cricket, 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 cricket. Like that, that's when you've missed an opportunity.
Yeah. I think this is a good starting point.
Definitely. Definitely.
You can connect with us. We have a little Facebook group called Q&A with T&K.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, you can sure pop on over there and ask to join our Facebook group.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at learning.wild. And my website is learningwild.me.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Tiffany?
You can find me in St. Louis, rowing on dub. Remember that Nelly song?
Yeah.
We're going downtown, baby. Yo Street in a Range Rover. Sweet, sweet, baby. Hot, ready to let it go.
Sugar, sugar,
cocoa puff. Listen to me now. And then we won't sing the rest.
Oh, no.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
You can find me at playfrontier.org.
Perfecto. Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
See you next time on Q&A.
With T and K.
Country Grammar was the name of that song. I was a very big Nelly fan, and I think I still am.
What else did Nelly sing?
Hot in Her was the breakout jam.
It's getting hot in her.
So hot. He also sang that, he sang a duet with Tim McGraw. Over and over again, over and over again, because it's all in my head. That was Nelly and Tim McGraw in an interesting crossover hit.
I love those.
What else?
Crossover hit. Yeah,
yeah. Oh. That was Nelly too. Andale, andale, mama. Yeah, yeah. Oh. And he did a Nelly and Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what's the Nelly Kelly Rowland duet? This is killing me. This is a karaoke jam of mine.
Okay, I'm gonna Google it. Nelly.
Nelly and Kelly.
And Kelly.
Ooh, it's so close. It's like I can feel the part of my brain it's stuck in. It's right under the headphones and on the left. What's it called?
Dilemma.
Read some words to me.
Dilemma. Well, hold on a minute. I don't know if I can find some words, but I can find YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Nelly and Kelly, I love you and I need you. Nelly, I love you. I do need you. No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even when I'm with my boo. Boy, you know I'm crazy over you. No matter what I do. Okay. Let me see if there's a chorus.
I think that is a chorus. There's a hook.
Oh, yeah, that is.
And
that's the part that Kelly sings.
How come I can't get this tune in my head for the life of me right now?
Even when I'm with my boo, boy, you know I'm crazy over you. No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even when I'm with my boo, boy, you know I'm crazy over you.
Oh, I'm listening to it right now. Now I love you, and I need you. Nelly, I love you, I do need you. Here we go. No matter what I do, oh,
all I think about is you.
Oh,
even when I'm with my boo,
oh,
but you know I'm crazy over you.
Now I met this chick and she just moved right up the block for me, and she got the hots for me, the finest thing that I could see. But oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh, that's okay. Is that okay, Nelly? I don't think that's okay. You need to back off, Nelly.